This is Reset. 40 is the new happy. I'm Mike Morin. Court Mendez opened his first Five Guys restaurant in New Hampshire in 2009 at the height of the economic downturn. 6 years later, Mendez is up to 10 locations statewide. So how did this one-time medical device salesman make the move, or shall we call it the leap, to such success? Well, Court, did the recession play to your advantage as you opened your first Five Guys in New Hampshire, or make it more difficult?
Oh, most definitely played to my advantage. Since no one else was really looking for space at the time, it made it much easier for somebody with no name, that being Five Guys or myself, since I didn't have any real true owner experience in restaurant, and for the landlords to take a chance on a non-known entity, if you will, and again, someone who really had very little restaurant experience, was a leap of faith for a lot of those landlords. Fortunately, when we opened in Nashua on Amherst Street, we opened up to gangbuster crowds and numbers, and word got out very quickly, which I was very, of course, surprised about and happy about, of course, at the same time, too. So with the success of the first one, Manchester opened up shortly thereafter, and of course that did quite well as well. And then I was kind of off to the races. So, but still, I was new, and we were still very much in our honeymoon period. So still a lot of the landlords were somewhat reluctant to, take a chance on me. But because no one else really was looking at the time, they didn't have a whole lot of other options, so they decided to go with me, and, kind of here we are.
All right, so you knew that you would not be in medical device sales forever. So how did you select a path to restaurant ownership?
I worked in a lot of restaurants through college and in high school and stuff like that, and I was very comfortable in the hospitality industry. I always knew I wanted to be in business for myself. Did I know it would be in hospitality? No. As I got into my medical career, I was probably in it, 7 or 8 years or so, and I thought more about hospitality and thought to myself, maybe there is something that I can do in that. I certainly am comfortable in that environment. I like the environment. Exactly what in hospitality it was going to be, I didn't know at the time. And there were a number of different things that I looked at. Of course, the first one that I looked at was doing an independent restaurant, and I ended up getting a job at Fridays a couple nights a week, which was really fun. Of course, I was 30 years old and in there with a bunch of high school kids and college kids, and I had a great time with that. But I was there to learn, and it really taught me a lot about the back of the house operation, which I really had really little to no exposure to in the restaurant experience that I had. What it really taught me was what I would like to look for, and that was something very simple. Fridays was a great experience, but they have a pretty extensive menu. I'll be the first to say it's not a super sophisticated menu, but it is very extensive, and that was something that I kind of wanted to stay away from. So as I looked around, I was looking at doing an independent restaurant, as I mentioned, and then I came across Five Guys, which I had known Five Guys from when it started in the late 80s, because I lived in D.C., and that's where they started. But when they started franchising in the early 2000s, they caught my attention, and one day in 2007, my wife and I were sitting in one, and I was like, geez, I really like what these guys do. I think I would like to see if we could take this to New Hampshire. My wife was on board with that, thankfully, and so I called them up and I asked them point blank. My only question to them was, is New Hampshire available? And they said yes, and then I went through the process, and they seemed to like what they heard, and here I am.
So what's interesting is it is a family-owned business from the Virginia, D.C. area, and to be approved, as you were, takes a lot of homework, but the best part of my favorite part of your story is that the owner, who you have to go through, seemed to like you right away. What was that meeting like, and how long did it take for you to really feel like, I got this thing?
Well, it was a funny meeting. I of course, had submitted all my paperwork, and I was prepared for a rather extensive meeting with Jerry Morrell, who was the father of the five boys. That's how they get the name Five Guys. And when I met Jerry, he is a very down-to-earth guy, very regular guy, was definitely not a coat and tie meeting by any means. And he sat down with me, and I think we talked for If we talked for 10 minutes, I'd be surprised. I mean, the whole package of my application was right in front of him, and I'm guessing he may have peeked at it, but peeked at it probably at best. He's the type of guy who, you know, he just wants to meet the person that he, you know, could possibly be working with. And, you know, we just had a chat about my background and kind of what I wanted to do. And, you know, what was, I guess looking back on it, I feel very flattered because I really didn't have a lot of restaurant experience. I mean, you know, essentially really no experience from an operational standpoint. And he felt, you know, comfortable with me. He saw something. I don't know exactly what it was, but here I am. So,
all right. So Five Guys in 2009 was really already a runaway success nationwide. How on earth did New Hampshire go unclaimed until you called dibs on it? And I'm guessing you have exclusive rights to the state, or could somebody else get in?
Yes, I have the exclusive right to all of New Hampshire. And when I got in, they started franchising in 2003. By 2008, I believe, the end of 2008, the entire country was sold out. When I had inquired about New Hampshire, there was one other party that was interested. I don't know who they were, but I was going up against them. To what extent, you know, they had expressed interest, you know, to this day I still don't really know. What was interesting to me, I guess, before Nashua opened up, we had, of course, had signs out front saying Five Guys is coming. We don't do a grand opening. We do a soft opening. We didn't say when we were going to open, and we didn't do any advertising, you know, on paper or, you know, anything like that. But it was amazing to me how well known the brand was up here. And, of course, that's what, paved the way for us to open with such big numbers, you know, those first couple weeks. So.
All right, so you get started and you go to some banks, and the first two, I think, turn you down. But luckily, there was no strike three.
That's right. The first couple banks that I went to, because Five Guys was completely unknown, really in the whole country, they were reluctant is an understatement to really work with me. And I went to First Colebrook Bank, which is now Granite Bank, so I'll give them a little bit of a plug. But they were, I want to believe, I should say, that they really saw the passion that I had for the brand, and the background that I had in medical device, I think, you know, helped with that, because I was leaving my career and to do this full time, and we were putting, you know, a lot of our you know, life savings into this venture. And you know, they were you know, kind enough to work with me, and really have been very happy. I've been happy with them, and you know, vice versa is what I'm told. So,
well, they must be, because they're using you in their ads as, you know, one of the partners that they have, and they wouldn't do that, I suppose, if they weren't pleased.
I guess so. You know, it's like I pull up the website every now and again, and I see my picture there, and I'm like, oh yeah, all right, there we go. I had somebody the other day saying, I've seen you somewhere. And I'm like, you have? And they're like, yeah, I can't think of where it was. And I, of course, I wasn't thinking about the bank. And later she came up to me, and she's like, I saw you on the website, on the First Colebrook website. And I was like, oh, all right, there we go. So
15 minutes of fame, you got to love it. All right, so you really have to be on your toes as an owner-operator, because it's easier for them to say goodbye to you than the other way around. I guess in the research is that they really have very strict requirements. And, I mean, if they wanted to break a relationship, they could pick something and make that stick. So in the sense that, you know, with your eyes wide open going in, that you really have to do exactly as their company dictates.
Oh, absolutely. There are very strict guidelines that we have to follow. And we get secret shopped twice a week. That means one lunch, one dinner. We have an independent person come in, and they grade us on everything, from cleanliness to friendliness to was the order delivered on time? Was the order correct? Was it tasty? You know, and there's a whole big report that follows that visit. We also have very strict health inspections. We have a good relationship with the local health inspectors, and then Five Guys sends in their own third-party auditor, which they are extremely strict. And so we've had very good scores with that. So, you know, Five Guys is able to keep a good pulse on what is going on top of the fact that we have a district manager. She's just out of Northern Mass, and she comes into a lot of the locations quite often, and she's giving us her feedback, too. So, you know, they like to make sure that the standards are being met. We try to uphold them as best we can, and, you know, Five Guys seems to, you know, keep letting me do what I'm doing, I guess.
Now, as you pointed out earlier, the name Five Guys comes from the fact the founder and his sons started and still run the corporation. You have kids, although I think fairly young. Do you think they'll want to help you run the store someday?
Well, I will say that they love coming to Five Guys. It's really funny. I'll say, all right, where would you guys like to go to dinner? Oh, let's go to Five Guys. I'm like, okay, I guess that's where we're going. you know, my wife sometimes, she's like, all right, no, come on. Yeah, they like being in here. You know, they wear their Five Guys shirts around to, you know, to school quite a bit. And whenever we pass a Five Guys, they're always jumping up and down saying, oh, there's another Five Guys. So they like being here. I mean, they're very young, as you mentioned. So, you know, we'll see what happens. You know, it would be great to have them as part of the business, you know, if that's something that they would like to do.
Franchisees have a certain amount of input into how things go. And I guess proof of that is you're finally getting milkshakes.
Ah, yes, milkshakes are coming here. It's been a long road for the franchisees to convince the Five Guys to put milkshakes on the menu. And Jerry and the family finally did agree to doing it last year. And I've been going through the process to just get ready for them. And I'm actually in design right now. I got my initial set sets of designs back for all the locations just the other day, and we're just making a few edits, so hopefully they will be here within the next month and a half. We're going to start with Concord and Portsmouth, and then after that the other locations will follow. So I'm thinking that, you know, by the beginning of the year almost all the locations should have them in.
And the concept holds, like the hamburgers have it exactly how you want it made. Same thing goes with the toppings for the milkshakes, right?
That's right. That was the big selling point for the family, the Five Guys family, in that when you come in, you order the shake, and number one, it's very high quality ingredients that they decided to use. So that was important to Jerry and the other Five Guys, that it stay high quality, like our fries, like the burgers. And one of the things that they ran into, because they do have operations in the UK, corn syrup is illegal in the UK. And, of course, they wanted to put the milkshakes over there, so they had to go back to the drawing board and find a mixture of ice cream that would allow for not having corn syrup in it, which is great. And I've had it myself. I've had several of them. And actually, it was kind of a blessing that they went that route because of, you know, the health concerns behind using corn syrup. But in any event, there are going to be 8 different toppings that you can use. You can get any 8 of them, all 8 of them, just like with the burger. You can get it all the way, and, you know, they're all free. So any toppings that you want, we'll put them in there for you, and we'll mix it right in front of you, and you can see exactly what's going in. And they are exceptional. I've had them several times now. And I've been quite impressed. You know, just one of the products that they're using is Ghirardelli chocolate. I think a lot of people know that brand. So just to give you an idea of how high quality of ingredients they are using.
Final question, Court. You took a chance. You borrowed a bunch of money and it paid off. What advice would you share with people looking to create a business for themselves?
Gee, I looked a long, long time for something that I felt like could work for me. And you know, I was talking to a friend of mine just recently, and he's in construction, and you know, he wants to get into business for himself. And I'm just like, you know, what do you feel like you do well? You know, where do you feel like there is a gap in the market? You know, questions like that. And of course, I was asking myself. And you know, what I happen to be looking for, again, going back to you know, how I originally got into it, was simplicity. This is a very simple concept, but what I also liked about it was the fact that what we do well. And there are a lot of other imitators out there in any kind of business, whether it's the restaurant business or construction or medical or anything else. You just want to make sure that you're going with one that has a simple model, but is also a very high-quality model. Probably the best advice that I got was there are a lot of restaurant operators out there who are kind of silent partners, if you will. The best run operations are those where the owner is also the is also you know involved in operations. And I took that advice. I did go ahead and leave my last company, which was a tough thing to do, and it was a leap of faith, but it was the right thing to do. And things have gone the way I had hoped. So again, going back to what advice would I give to people? Look for something that you're good at. Something that you really believe in and you feel has a niche in the market.
Cart Mendez is the operator and owner of the 10 Five Guys Burgers and Fries restaurants around the state. Good talking to you, Cart. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Mike. I appreciate it.